Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Aleph. And we are on Lamed Amabez. Let's start with about 10 lines up from the bottom. Masav Rav Acha Bar Huna. The Gemara had just quoted a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Zeira. What does it mean in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made one of his 9 takanos because of Niskalkulu Levim Bashir? What does that mean? Tosa discussed also yesterday, not for again for now, whether one is allowed. The Levim were allowed to delay the Nisuch Hayayin, so in that way maybe the Shir could be delayed. Tosa discussed that in the end of this big Tosas. But the Gemara quoted in Machlokas, what does it mean? What was the Kilkul? So the Tanakhama held that they didn't sing a song at all. They just waited until the Edim would come. So it ended up sometimes there was no Shira at all. And Rabbi Zeira says, no, they sung the Shir Shel Chol. Im Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. They waited until the afternoon, and then they sung that, and we wanted to prevent that from happening again, from happening that mistake. So, Mazar Rav Acha Bar Huna. Let's see if we could prove one of the opinions, whether the kilkul that was done was no shir at all or the wrong shir. Tamid Shal Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Shachris, Karef Kel Chaso, the Tamid of the morning of Rosh Hashanah. Remember, there are 2 Tamids every day. Machlokas Rishonim, how many mitzvos that is counted as. The Rambam counts it as 1 big fat mitzvah. The Karbet Tamid is 1 mitzvah. The Ketoris is 1 mitzvah. Kriya Shema is 1 mitzvah. And the Ramban and all of those places count 2 separate mitzvos. 4 Ketoris, 4 Kriya Shema, 4 Tamid. After all, they're set at 2, they're done at 2 different times. Why should you count it as a package deal? You can't bring the Tamid Shal Shachris during the afternoon, and vice versa. Should be 2 mitzvahs. Either way, machlokas, how it's counted, but everybody agrees to the halacha. So the tamid of the tamid shal shachar of Rosh Hashanah, karav kilchaso, you brought normally, what does kilchaso means? Rashi says, they sung the shir shal chol, kimishpat hayom, the regular weekday. Ubim musaf mahu omer, and what do they say by musaf? Harninu lelokim uzeinu, hariu leloke Yaakov. Sing out to Hashem our strength, Hariu l'Elokei Yaakov, and also blow and be make a trua to the God of Yaakov. B'mincha mahu omer, and by mincha what is said on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Hashem yachil midbar, right, the mizbar that we say. Ubizman shachal Rosh Hashanah lios b'chamishi b'shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, right, lo adu rosh, it can't fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, but if it falls out on a Thursday, which would be a 3-day yontif, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, if it falls out on a Thursday, and the Edim came early enough, so then you don't want to repeat Shahashira Shalo Harninu Lokim Uzeinu. Thursday already has that Mizmar in Tehillim. La Yo Omrim B'Shachris Harninu B'Bnei Shachozer V'Kovel Asaparek. You don't want to say the same praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day. If you did, you did, but you'd rather not. So Ela Ma'o Omer Hasirosi Misevel Shichvo. Meaning you start from this pasuk instead of starting from the beginning of the Mizmar, you start from the midsection. The Imbo Adin, that's if they came beforehand and you knew, so you could prevent it from having a double. The Imbo Adim Achar Tamid Shal Shachar, Omer Haninu Afal Pichachos of Kovalas Aparik. You say it again, okay, what can you do? We try not to have the same praise, even though on a Yachid level, we always have the same praise. We say the same words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu millions of times. Same praise in Shemona Esrei. So as a yachid, it seems that's not a problem, once it's part of the fixed text of Shemona Esrei. But as a tzibur, if there is flexibility in terms of how we praise Hashem, so we'd rather praise Hashem in all different ways, with all different mizmorim, right? So again, not Psuki Dezimra as we do every day, but when we pick Tehillim, right, we don't say the same yom every day, as we'll see today's daf, so we'd rather do that. So this was the Braisa. So now the Gemara is Medayin. I Amrit Bishlamah. Kol Hecha Dimis Tafka. Amrin Anshira Dachol. If you say, as the Rabbi Zeira held, that they always said, the weekday one, Hainu Tukamar, Omer Vakoflo. That was the issue of, you're going to say it in the morning, then you're going to have to say it in the afternoon again, and you're going to double it. So that's how this Braisa fits in. Ela'i Amrit Lo Amar Kla. But if you say that whenever there was a doubt, they didn't say any Mizmar, my Omer Vakoflo, what does it mean that they said it and they doubled it? They didn't say anything if they didn't know. So why didn't they wait? So answers the Gemara, no. Shiny Hasam, Deshira Diyomei, he. Right, in this last Brisa, they, even if in the earlier cases, if they weren't sure what to do, Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah, you're not sure, but here in this context, it was the Shir of the proper Yom. It was the Shir of Thursday, which is the proper Yom. Rashi says on the fourth line, Hainu taima damar shira dechol b'chamishi b'shabes de shira deyomehi shir ha-ra'ui le'omer hayomu. It's the appropriate mizmor for today. V'yafilu b'rosh Hashanah ne'emer shiras hachol b'chol timidei ha-shachar. Even if it was Rosh Hashanah, just that if they knew beforehand, they wouldn't, because they wouldn't want to double it. But that's not a fundamental exclusion of the Mizmor. And therefore, even when there was a suffix, kfeila, they wouldn't be mevatel it. Right? Sometimes we don't say things, not because they're totally inappropriate, but because of a reason, you don't want to double it, right? Not exactly the same, but Madar Adom, the Gemara in Brachas, as we know, if, somebody is by mistakenly started the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Right, it happens sometimes. We start saying Atachonin, Ashivenu, and we usually remember, as we always like to say, by Slach Lanim. So what do you do? The halacha is we finish the bracha, as long as it's not by Musaf. You finish the bracha, and then you go back to Atakidashta, or Yismach Moshe. Why do you finish the bracha? Because the Gemara says it's not totally inappropriate to daven this on Shabbos. It's just Tircha de Sibura. We don't want people to have such a long Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, you know, when they're busy with other things. But fundamentally, is it so bad to say the Shmona Esrei? No, not so bad, and therefore, once you started the bracha, you finish it. See, here too, that's so totally inappropriate, so therefore, you would be able to say it. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Barishon Mai Hayu Omrim. What did the Levium say in the Beis HaMikdash every day? So this is what we call the Yom. The Gemara here doesn't have it as the Yom. The Gemara has it as what the Levium sung in the Beis HaMikdash. From the Arizal was Mesakein. He suggested that we should say it every day at the end of davening, and for the past 400 years, that's what the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is, to say these Mizmorim. The first line that we say as an introduction to the Yom, that could already go back to a Mitzvah Saseh D'Araisa, as the Ramban Sa'ara in Parshas Yisro, to call the days of the week related to Shabbos. That's part of the mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho. We don't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but we say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, L'Shabbos. Every time we say that one line, every day of the week, we are Yotzei, at least partially, the mitzvahs Aseh D'Araisa of Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho, to remember Shabbos every day of the week. Like the Gemara we had in Beitzah, beginning of the second parak. We have to remember Shabbos every day. Right? What did the Tanon do? Hillel and Shammai, they found a great piece of meat, and when they found it during the week, they would put it away for Shabbos. Then they find a nicer one, they put away the first one. Right? Or, that was Shammai, and that's what we generally assume. Hillel said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He said, oh, Hashem's gonna let me find a nicer one later in the week. So that's too high of a level of bitachon. We don't do that. But we do the first way, but we remember Shabbos every single day of the week. Beis HaTazayin. So here too, the Yom that is was said in the Beis HaMikdash, so we say that every day with the introductory line of Hayom Yom Rishon Sheni Shlishi L'Shabbos, so that we fulfill partially the Mitzvah D'Araisa of Zachras Yom HaShabbos Lakacho. So the following Mizmarim are what they said in the Beis HaMikdash. Even before we see them, interesting Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. And before David HaMelech came along, what did they say? But they didn't have a base of Igdash. David HaMelech wrote to Hillel. But Va'ani Mesupak, says the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Sadi Dalet. The Minchas Chinuch says there, they said any praise that they could think of. There wasn't a set kavua paragraph. Once David HaMelech came along, then they said it. Broke the wrong one. But that was the suggestion. Minchas Chinuch in Shin Sadi Dalet says they used to say something, whatever they wanted until it was Nikva, similar to Berachas HaMazon, similar to Tefillah, that Chazal instituted a certain Nusach, but beforehand, you know, it was much more flexible. Once they instituted it, so then that's what we have to say, and if we don't say that, then there's a good chance that we're not even Yotzei on a D'Oraisa level, because Chazal instituted it, and that's what we have to follow. Okay, so what is it? So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Akiva, Barishon, Rabbi Akiva taught his five Talmidim. Right? This is one of his five Talmidim that he taught after the 24,000 died. So Barishon, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Barishon, Mahayu Omrim, Lashem Haaretz Umaloa. Right, what did we say on Sunday? Lashem Haaretz Umaloa. To Hashem is the land and all, everything that fills it. Because on day one, it was all Hashem. Al Shem Shekana, Vihikna, Vishalit Ba'olamo. Because Hashem was Kona. Literally, what does Kona mean? Acquired. v'hikna, and then he was makna it to people, right? V'aras asal v'nei adam, v'shalit b'olamo, but he still rules. He still rules, and Yom Rishon was the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and that is why kana v'hikna v'shalit b'olamo. If you look at a Rashi, Rashi tells us that Hashem, which Rashi in Lech Lecha, when Machi Tzedek says that Hashem is Kone Shamayim Ba'aretz. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Kone Shamayim Ba'aretz. What does Kone mean? Hashem bought the world? You know, buy the world from somebody. Usually Kone means Kenyan. Rashi there says Kone Shamayim Ba'aretz. Kimo Ose Shamayim Ba'aretz. Kone, says Rashi, is Ose. Perek Yudalit Pasuk Yutes in Bereishis. Al Yedei Asiyasan Kna'an Liyo Shelo. Through making it, he acquired it. Like the Gemara says in a halachic context, uman kone b'shevach kli. When a person creates something, he has an acquisition in it. That's what Rashi says. Kone is ose, because he made it. If you look in the Maharal, in the Gur Aryeh, on that Rashi, the Gur Aryeh is a little bit troubled. He says, lo yadati, mi achriach oso laze apirish. Why did Rashi say that? Idea siyasa kana liyo shalo. Kein ze das chazal, Sha'amru, because he made it, so basically Hashem and Kodesh Be'er is referring to everything? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Dalid Kinyanim, Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. Hashem created, has four Kinyanim in the world. Rashi is saying he has, the whole world is his Kinyan, Kodesh Be'er. The Gur Aryeh says he has four Kinyanim. To Kim Kane, because according to Rashi, Kol Midi Shebara Va'asa Nikra Kinyan Shelo. Hashem was Borei the whole world, but Kone means he created Shemayim Va'aretz? No, the Mishnah says, or it's a Brisa, the last parak in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth parak, in Kinyan Torah, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu has four Kinyanim, Aval Ikra Adavar, Kidikra, and he lists off four specific ones, right? We have the Torah and Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash, he lists off all the four. So says the Maharal, Aval Ikar Hadavar, what I think this pasuk means, Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, Ki Nikra Kinyin Hadavar Shehu Legamre Shelo. Sha'al Yizeh Yipol Kinyin Davar Shenikne Lo. Kinyin means a full acquisition, so to speak, and there is no other one that you don't have. Right, if I have a watch, so is that really called a Kinyin? There are many watches in the world. I don't own all of them. That's not called a Kinyin. Kinyan means there is no tachlif, there is no substitute, there is no other item that is parallel to this item. Then you could say you are kone, the item. Kimo, ha'isha shenikna labayla. There is no other woman like this, right? Every woman is different, every man is different in the world. Ve'ilo abra dvarim heim kinyan shalo. These four items listed in the Mishnah. Ki shar dvarim afal gav sheim shalo. Even though they are his, Gam kem ki hayam shelo, ki dechsev asher lo hayam, ve'ein ze kinyin, b'pnei she'ein hayam mitzad asmo levad shelo, rakim davar acher, ki dechsev v'yabeshes yadav yatzaru. The yam goes along with the dry land. V'lo nikra davar ze kinyin, shari inu mitzad shu belvad hu shelo. V'chein hayabasha, because you have the yam. V'chein hakesef hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li hakesef v'li hazav. Aval ein hakesef mitzad shu kesef hu shelo, shari nemer gam kem li hazav. So Kesef isn't a full Kinyan because there's also Zav, something parallel to it. So what items don't have any parallel? That's the four listed in the Mishnah. Amnam Eilu Arba Dvarim Heim Echad Ve'ein Shituf Lahem Im Zul Asam Ve'im Kim Heim Shalom Mitzad Atzmon Bilvad. And that's what's called the Kinyan, where there's nothing like this. There's no parallel. There's no other half in the whole world. HaTorah Yishlach HaNish Baruch Hu Ve'ein Dvar Meshutaf Ve'chein HaShamayim Ve'ha'aretz. Not the dry land, the Abasha, versus the Yam, because those go together. But the Shamayim and the Aretz. So, Torah, Shamayim va'aretz. Lo timsa davar im Shamayim va'aretz. Ve'im nikram kinyan la'kadosh baruch hu. Ve'chein beis ha'migdash. Shehu yachid. She'ein od echad hu kinyan shel la'kadosh baruch hu. Ve'chein Yisrael. Those are the four. Shamayim va'aretz, Torah, and beis hamikdash and Yisrael, heim am echad heim kiddush l'kadosh baruch hu. V'chulori continues. V'davar zeh hu davar muflag bechachma l'misha mevin dvarim elu. Says the Maharal, you got to think about this one. But he says that's why I don't think Rashi has to say what he says. Kone shavar means he's coding the whole world. What does the Mishnah mean in Pirkei Avos? But it doesn't mean that there are four items that are kone. And one of them is shemayim varis. That's what it means here. L'shem varis amalash are kadeh v'hikna. That's the whole world. There's no parallel to kone shemayim varis. Interesting, the Maharal there talks about the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, as I just alluded to. It's not really a Mishnah. We know the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos is a set of brisos that, because the minhag became to learn Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, and there are six Shabbosos in between that time, so you needed a sixth week. So that's why they added on the Chachamim added on the brisa of Kinyan Torah. That's what the parak is called, in order to make it parallel. I just got, just came out, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Emes Yaakov on Pirkei Avos. So in the Hakdama to his commentary, Rabbi Neustadt, Rabbi Yaakov's grandson, put it together. Who also put together the Emes Yaakov on Chumash, and he has all the other svarim of the weekly halachic discussion and the monthly and the daily. So there in the Hakdama, he talks about this. They added on this parak, but they treated it, once it became part of it, they treated it like Mishnah. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't have it in there, once they put it together and they introduced it with the line of Shanu Chachamim Belashon HaMishnah, because they wanted to give it the status of Mishnah, they treat it like Mishnah. Like there's a Rashi he quotes in Beis HaChav Zayin, which quotes a Brisa, and he starts off Kititznan. Kititznan Ba'avos, Eber Shemim Manasya, Elu Zayin Midas. It's quoting from that last parak. See, even though it has the status of, it's Brisa, meaning literally bra, left outside, but once they put it in there, Mikivan, says Rabbi Neustadt, according to Rabbi Yaakov, Mikivan sheratzu sheperek ze yat'im im shara mesechta, velo yera'e ki'ilu hu shonem im shara prakim, v'sheni tosef bizman me'uchar yoser, he'atiku es advarim lo b'lashen b'rises, ela b'lashen mishnah. That's why you read it, it seems go straight through. There's a seamless transition between the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos and the sixth parak, because this is the impression that they wanted to give. But really, it's a separate idea, but we make a sieve now. You know, we usually do the sixth parak as well. Okay, that's the first line. The first line of the Yom. So what they say on Yom Rishon, Lashem Aretzu Meloa, because everything belongs to God. Basheni Mahayu Omrim, Gadol Hashem Umulom Me'od, Hashem is awesome and great, Al Shem Shechilek Ma'asav Umalach Aleihem, Gadol and Mihulal. What's Mihulal? Worthy to be praised. You can't be praised if there's nothing in the world to praise you. So he started creating creation. Right? That's why he becomes Mihulal. Shechilek Ma'asav V'umalach Aleihen. He started to be Molech on them. And he was Mavdal Rakia between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. And he was Malach Aleihen. Right? That Pasuk is from the Yom of Yom Sheni. Gadol Hashem, as we know, this is the Yom Lizian Yom Sheni. The Rabbeinu Chananel right here says that he was Mavdil. The Rabbeinu Chananel right here is on the side. Basheni Omer Be'ir Lokeinu Har Kacho. Right, look at the continuation. Talking about Yerushalayim. Be'ir Lokeinu. Al Shem Shechilek Ma'asav. Shenemar Vayhi Mavdil Bein Mayim Lamayim. Just like Hashem did Havdalah. Kach, that's why there's no Kitov on Yom Sheni. Kach Chilek HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'Bachar B'Yerushalayim. V'nikres ir elokeinu v'shchinaso ba. He also was mavdil Yerushalayim from the rest of the creation, the rest of the city. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses. Somebody asked him, if I have a choice, which day to go to Yerushalayim and daven at the Kotel? Tuesday or Monday? Monday or Tuesday? So you might say, well, it's Yerushalayim HaKdil HaMitzvahs. Just go on Monday. Ach yeshba ze'in yinosaf. There's another reason to go on Monday. And that's this Rabbeinu Chananel. There's Rabbeinu Chananel which says, Monday, Gadol Hashem Ulo Ma'od, is about the praise of Yerushalayim. So roi to go on that day. Monday. Good. Beshlishi Mahayu Omrim. On Tuesday, what did the Levim say? Elokim Nitzah Badas Kel. Al Shem Shegila Aretz Bichach Maso, Hashem revealed the land, right? Yikavu Amayim, Vehechin Tevel La'adaso, and He created the land which was going to be for His congregation. So that's Elokim Nidav Nitzav Badas Kel. Baravi Hayomrim, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Hashem is the vengeful God. Hashem Shebara Chama V'Levana, He created the constellations, V'asidli Parame Ovdehen. He will bring retribution to those who serve the sun and the moon and the stars. They were created on Wednesday, and that is what that is the Yom for Wednesday. B'chamishi hayu omrim. Right, we end Wednesday with L'chun Aranada, the last two psukim of the next parak, because we're already thinking about Shabbos. But that's really two psukim added on at the end. What about on Thursday? B'chamishi hayu omrim harninu lelukim uzenu, as we had earlier. Sing out to Hashem our strength. Al Shem Shebara Ofos V'Dagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo. He created Ofos V'Dagim to praise Him. Who praises who? Machlokas Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says here, Kisha Adam Roe Ofos, Mishunim Zemizeh, Nosin Shevach, Lemisha Braham. When a person sees the unbelievable myriad of birds, every different type of bird with all of its colors, with all its beauty, he starts praising Hashem. So, l'shabeach l'shmo means a man praises. If you look at other mefarshim, it's that the birds themselves praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, as in the Perek Shira idea, that they themselves praise. That is the other mefarshim. So many. Let's finish first, and then I'll make another comment. Actually, I say it now. Is there a kiyum and a good idea to go to the zoo every once in a while? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say here, according to Rashi? You see the Ofos Mishunim Zemizeh. So the Chashuke Chema discusses this. Is there a kiyum to go to the Gan Chayot? So he says, he quotes all of the stories, right, to see Pilei Abria. First of all, he says, do you make a bracha on really strange animals? Mishana Habrios. So he quotes some Gedolim that did. He says, Pashtus, you know, we might not say that with Shem and Malchus, but he says, Matzino kama Gedolim shalchol gan chayot, kedei lirot Pilei Habria in the Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is the biography of the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. Wrote the Leket Yosher, Yisrael Isserlin. He quotes, the Trumas Hadeshin had never seen a lion. And therefore, there was one Shabbos afternoon, and he heard there was Shinei Arayot, teeth of a lion that were brought somewhere. So he went to at least see the teeth on a Shabbos afternoon. The Chidah writes, Shebiker began Chayot b'London, V'rasham Chayos Shonos u'mishunos, and he saw a Nesher Yafemo, that was 100 years old. He saw a 100-year-old eagle. And he quotes, for the stipler used to take his kids to the Gan Chayot to say the bracha of Mishana Abrios. Rav Kreisworth, he used to say, Kedai l'alachas b'pam l'pam. See, he says, it's a great idea, just not during the time when he's supposed to be learning. Good. That's what the Chashuk Echemet says. Go during Ben Azmanim. Yishin l'alachas Gan Chayot l'erod de pili abriya, ain l'alachas b'zman al-limud. During the time, there's plenty of time during the year to go when it is not the time of limud. That is to see God's beautiful creations. Okay. Beshishi Mahayomrim. What did they say on Fridays on Erev Shabbos? Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. Hashem was big Geus, right? And he was raised high. Al Shem Shagamar Malachta Umalach Alayan. Because he finished my Sabratius. Friday's about he has Geus because he is finished. Beshvi Mahayomrim Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos Liyom Shekulo Shabbos. Right? Praise Hashem. Praise the say the Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. To the day that is Kulo Shabbos. Period. We discussed in the past, what does that Mizmar have anything to do with Shabbos? You read the Mizmar, besides the first line, it doesn't talk about Shabbos. Tov Lodos Hashem Lezamer Lashem Chayel Yon Lahayim B'Bok. It talks about Tzchar V'Onesh. It talks about Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach. Don't worry, have Bitachon. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Nothing. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it does have to do with Shabbos, in his view, suggestion. Because the Medrash tells us in Shmos that Milamed, on the Pasik Val Yishu B'Divrei Sheker, which Paro said when he took away their straw, the Medrash says, Malamei Shoye B'Yadam Megilos, Shoye Mishtashim Bohem Mishabbos L'Shabbos. They had scrolls with them that they used to study on every Shabbos. They used to have Shabbos off. Lomar, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Goalan. The scroll said, have Bitachon, it's going to be okay, Hashem's going to redeem you. And every Shabbos, L'Fishay Nochen B'Shabbos. Armelan Paro, Tichbar ha'avodah al ha'anashim v'yasu ba v'yelo yishu b'divrei shaker. Meaning, make them work on Shabbos 7 days a week. 7 days a week. And that's what Paro did. Says Rabbi Yaakov, what scrolls are these? Do we have any idea what these scrolls were that they studied in Mitzrayim? Right? This was before the Torah was given. What scrolls were there? V'ala b'dayti lomar, and he says, I can't promise you, but maybe it was Mizmar Shel Yom HaShabbos. What does it have to do with Shabbos? This was a scroll that they used to study on Shabbos in Mitzrayim. And what does it talk about? It talks about Tzchar V'Onesh. It talks about Tzadikim are going to be okay in the end. Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach. Shesula B'Veis Hashem. Right? And it gives them Chizuk. And he says, maybe Eov is another one. And there's a couple of others. Maybe some others that we don't know exactly the source for some of these. Megillah Tefila L'Moshe, he quotes. So maybe that was what these scrolls were. Scrolls that gave them chizuk that everything is going to be okay. Okay, Rakav has a larger piece there, but we will continue. Amar Rebbe Nechemya, weiter. Maro chachamim lechalek bein aprakim alalu. Why were the Rabbana Mechalik between these prakim. What do you mean between the Mechalik between these prakim? Rabbi Nechemia argues on this, all this, if you remember, this first whole brisa was in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the first six have to do with past tense, Maisa Bracious. Shabbos has to do with La'asa Lavo. So there's a chilek between the first six and the last one. So ask Rabbi Nechemia, why do you do it that way? Ella, you could say them all past. Ella, Barisho shekana v'ikdev shalav alama. B'sheni shechlik ma'isov v'malach aleim. B'shlishi shegila aris b'chach baso tehichin teva leidaso. B'arevi'i shebara chama v'levona v'asili parmei ovdeim. So far, the same. B'chamishi shebara opos v'dagim l'shavayach l'shmo. B'shishi shekomer malach to malach aleim. B'shvi'i al shem sheshavas. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. That's why you say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, because it's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. So at Rabbi Nechemya argues with Rabbi Akiva, I mean, you don't have to say that there's a chilek between the first six and the last one, that Hashem rested on the seventh. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva want to say that? Because maybe he didn't rest on the seventh. V'kamif l'gibid Rav Katina. The machlokas is about Rav Katina, Dam Rav Katina. This line comes up three places in Shas, Sanhedrin, Avodah Zarah, and Rosh Hashanah. Damar Katina, Shisa Alfei Shani Havi Alma, the world is going to be 6,000 years long. 6,000 years long. V'chad Charuv, and then one will be desolate. Shene'emar, V'niskav Hashem Levado B'yom Ahu. Hashem will be alone, right? There won't be anybody else. There'll be desolation. That's one. Abaya Amar, Shrei Charuv, two. Shene'emar, Yechayenu Mi Yomayim. Yomayim and Wadei of Hashem is 1,000 years, so Yomayim means 2,000. Period. So this is the and that's what they're arguing about. Where Rav Nechemya does not hold a Rav Katina, but he holds it like Abaya, and therefore he can't say Yom Echad Shekula Shabbos because really there are two, and Rabbi Akiva would hold of him. Period. So do we have 6,000? Is that, how do we understand this? This is only part of the line. If you look at Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin, you have the full line quoted, where we have the world being 6,000 years long, the first 2,000 years being Tohu, the next 2,000 years being Torah, and the last 2,000 years being Yemos HaMashiach. That's what the Gemara says elsewhere. The question is, did anything significant happen at the year 2000 and at the year 4,000 that we should be aware of? So the year 2000, Rashi discusses there in Sanhedrin, the year 2000, that's just about the time that Avram Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we assume that Avram Avinu was born in 1948, and he discovered Hashem when he was 52, Machlokas Rishonim, when he discovered Hashem, 340, 52. Let's say he was 52, that's the year 2000. That's when he started to spread monotheism. So that's when Tohu finished, and Torah started. Torah meaning the spread of monotheism. That's the year 2000. What about the year 4000? What, Torah finished? Yemos HaMashiach started? So Rashi says, no, it's just to be parallel. Really, Torah did not end at the year 4000. Rashi says, really just means it's just to be parallel, 2000. It just means that Yemos HaMashiach were added on at the year 4000. Now Mashiach can come. There are many types of kitzim that Mashiach can come by, Bi'itach Hishana, and all the kitzim that were figured out over the by the Rishonim and the Achronim throughout the centuries. They could have been kitzei Mashiach. It's just that it didn't come yet because we were in Zocha. But the year 4000 just means it can start coming. Says the Marsha there, says the Torah Tamima, say other Achronim. No. The year 4000 also was very significant and something stopped. Because the year 4000 was just about the time of the Ksivas HaMishnah. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed a little before that. So about 140 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, that was the year 4000, and that's when the Mishnah was written, and they'll use the language of the Chazon Ish. All principles of Torah were already laid down Bizman HaMishnah. Gemara, and for sure afterward, that's all application. All Yesodos of Halacha were already formulated then. To apply it now, in all different ways, that's been going on for thousands of years. But that was an important stage of the Mesorah, the year 4000. 6,000? Right now we're still in Yemos HaMashiach. So Mashiach can come any single day. Remember we had the Gemara earlier in the Masechta. Isn't Mashiach only going to come in Nisan or in Tishrei? And we said then, from the Turei Aveh, no. It just means, if it's going to come Achishena, when we are Zocha to it, it can come any day of the year. Maybe not Fridays or Shabbos. But it can come any other day of the year. But if we're not Zoche, okay, then it'll come in Nisan or Tishrei when it has to come. Either way, that's the important discussion of the 2000. Good, this is what they said every day of the week. But middle of the daf. But most of the shops amahayu omrim. What did the Levim say during the carbon musaf brought on Shabbos? Amar Anan Barava Amar Av Haziv Lach. Haziv Lach. What's that? Parshas Ha'azinu. Broken up into six sections. Haziv, that's Rashi Tevis. Hey is Ha'azinu. Zayin, Zachar Yemos Olam. Yud, Yarkivehu. Right, Rashi quotes all the six. Haziv Lach. V'yamar Avchanan Bar Rava. So every Musaf, Shabbos Musaf, the Levim sung, as we will see, a part of Ha'azinu. Amar Avchanan Bar Rava Amar Rav. Kiderech. Shechalukim kan, ka chalukim bebeis haKnesset. So just like the Levim did it, that's how you have to split it up when you're in shul. When you're in shul, this is the only Shabbos of the year where it is against halacha to have hosafos. Parshas Ha'azinu. You want to make hosafos, you got to do it after the first six aliyos. Right? You got to squeeze it in into shvi. But other than that, that's it because of this line. Just like it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, that's how it has to be done in Shul. It's not 100% clear what all these six are. There is some confusion. Rashi here, Tosfos here, right, exactly what the six are, but it is known as Haziv Lach. There is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Machlokas Rishonim, does this apply on weekdays as well? Meaning the Monday, Thursday, before, sometimes we lay in Hazino like eight times, right, because it's one of those weeks that it's Yantiv and it's Yom Kippur and it's, Mondays and Thursdays. So that is a machlokes. There are those, there's a minority, but it's the Shulchan Aruch, that hold that this is true even on Monday and Thursday. That's why sometimes you're in shul on a Monday or Thursday, and all of a sudden the Baal Kori keeps reading. You're like, how far is he going? It's not in my sitter. That most of the Ramah, like the Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch. This is in Tav Chav Ches, we're talking about the halachas of leining. Parshas Hazinu, Mechalkan Parshas Yosei, Kedarach Shemayim, Mechalkan Nosu B'Amikdash, Shekar Nashira, Pam Achas, L'Sheisim Yeshavu, V'Simen HaZivlach, Hazinu Zachar Yakiveyu, V'Yar, Luchachmu Ki Esel Shemayim, Matzof Hashira. And then the Ramah adds, V'Davka B'Shabbos, Mechalkan HaParshios, Avol B'Mincha, B'Shabbos, V'Sheni V'Chamishi, Ein Lachush. Very important, Machlokas B'Chaber, the Ramah, Tav Chav Ches, My nafkamina. What do you do on Mondays and Thursdays? Ha'azinu. Do you say that it's also subject to hazivla? But that's musaf. Musaf on Shabbos. We lay from Ha'azinu every Shabbos of the year. That's what we lay. B'minchasa the Shabbos amaha you omrim. What about mincha on Shabbos? Right, meaning the tamishal ben arba'im. Amar Rabbi Yochanan az yashir u'michamocha va'az yashir. That second az yashir is the one in Chukas of the Ali Shiras HaBe'er. Iboy lehu. Was it that these were split up across a few weeks, meaning it took 6 weeks to finish Hazinu, or did they do all of them every week? And they just took breaks in between each one. Tashma, the Tanya, Amar Yosi Achari Shono, Meres, Achas, Shnia Choser Eshtayim. Whereas as you finished one, when there's weeks that the time it took you to do Haziv Lach, by Musaf, Mincha, you've already been through two cycles. Meaning there's three parts to the Mincha one and there's six parts to the Musaf one. So Shema Mina, Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos Amrichad, Shema Mina. So you know that they only said one section every Shabbos and they finished it every six weeks. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, he doesn't have an answer to this question, he says, nobody talks about it that I've seen. Minchas Chinuch wonders, what happens when you have a special Shabbos Musaf? Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the Levim sung a special Baruch Nafshi. So then what do? Do you push off the Musaf Haziv Lach to Mincha, and the Mincha one, Az Yashir, is not said? Or do you just skip the Haziv Lach, and you do it, pick it up the next week? Or do you do a double next week? He said, I didn't see anybody that talks about this. What do you do if there is a special Musaf? So you push it off. So he quotes from the Gemaras we had earlier at the end of Pesach in terms of Chalamoed, the lanings that one does. But the Minchas Chinuch suggests, he says that first he said, Ani Mesupak, B'Shabbos Yish Lo Shlosh Hashirim, Titiknu, Tinitzkenu Kulom Liyom HaShabbos, V'Shachi Yadad Yigya Yom Yom Echad. So you push it off. He says, what do you do? Im Omer Mashir Azeh Shal Musaf B'Mincha, V'Shir Shal Mincha Nitche B'Mkomo, Ku Shayach L'Mincha Gamkein, O Lo Yitche, V'Shir Shal Musaf Nitche, V'Lo Matzasi Zemavuar, I have no idea. V'Tzad Arishon Nira Yoser, I think you go like the first, meaning you push the Musaf, you do Haziv Lach by Mincha, and then the Mincha Yosher is not as important, and that one gets pushed off. To Domer L'Gamre L'Cholamo, Itzukis Tashir Ha'achro Nitche. So he says, I'm not sure, but I think that is what is That is what is done. But, he says, and then he comes at the end, V'niron yisdaiti, Dimcha Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Shoy Ashir, D'Shabbos, Nitcheh B'Musuf, Mashlimin Oso B'Mincha, V'Omim Shtei Parshios, Parsha Achas D'Musuf, V'Parsha D'Mincha.
I think it gets pushed off, but you don't just knock it out. By Mincha, you'll do one of the Azivlachs and Az Yashir. At the time.
He says, that's what I think. Avalanu kuli shaychem l'shabes for shuslo mar yoser, v'chazal tignu, just to say one, but I think you could say both. Okay, that's what he talks about. Kin yor l'niyaz daiti, for abosinu lo biru l'anu adinim alalu, atshi yavo mor et tzedek. So, we hope for Mashiach to know the answer to that question. Says the Gemara Viter. Last skinny line. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eser Masos, Nasa Shechina, Mikroi. The Shechina, as the Churban Bayis happened, made 10 stops as it was leaving the Beis HaMikdash. Ukenegdan Golsa Sanhedrin Migamara, and we know from the Mesorah that the Sanhedrin also went to 10 places on its way out after it left Yerushalayim. Right? Tainli Yavne V'Chachamela, that was the first stop. Eser Masos, Nasa Shechina, Mikroi. From Sukkim, Mikapores Lakruv, the Shechina went, Kaviyachol, from the Makom HaKapores, from on top of the Aron, to the top of the Kruvim. Umikruv Lakruvim, from one Kruv to another Kruv. Umikruv LaMiftan, to the threshold of the Kodesh Kadashim. Umimiftan LaChatzer, out to the Chatzim. Umichatzer LaMizbeach, Umimizbeach LaGag, Umigag LaChoma. From the Mizbeach to the roof, to the walls, Umichoma LaIr, Umeir LaHar, went to the mountains. It was going very slowly, because if we would do Tshuva, it would come back. Umehar lamidbar, umi midbar, also v'yashav bimkoma. Went up, shenemar, now we quote psukim to prove all of these movements. Eilech ashuva el makomi, I'll go back to my place. Mikaporis l'krov, mikrov l'krov, mikrov l'miftan dechsiv, v'no adzi l'chasham, v'dibarti itchame al kaporis. Hashem starts off on the kaporis, on the cover of the aron. V'ksiv v'yarkev al kruv, and it says he went to the kruv. V'yof, and he flew. Kaviyachol. Fiksiv, ukvoda lokei Yisrael na'ala me'ala kruv. Asher haya alav el miftan habayis. So it goes to the miftan. O miftan l'chatzir, dechsiv, ayamalei habayis es ha'anan, v'ha'chatzir malaya et noga kvod Hashem. As you see, the chatzir was full. Me'chatzir l'mizbeach, dechsiv, ra'isi es Hashem nitzav al ha'mizbeach. Right, even though this is a pasuk in earlier in Amos, but still, it was foreshadowing. It was foreshadowing what was in Yechezkel. It was foreshadowing what it was going to be. That's what Rashi points out here to make sure that we know the nevuas. The Avagat Haikra ba Amos ka'amarle va Amos mikame Yechezkel doros harbe. Amos was way before Yechezkel. It was being misnabe on the asin, on the future. Umi mizbeach legag dechsev tov l'shevas alpinas gag migag lechoma dechsev v'nei Hashem nitzav al chomas anach. All of these, again, obviously the Shechina is not physical, but it's alluding to the fact that Hashem was trying to leave slowly, so to speak, so that he wouldn't have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Michom la'ir, dechsev kol Hashem la'ir, yikra, ume'ir lahar, dechsev ayal kvar Hashem, me'al toch ha'ir, v'yamod al ha'har, asher mikedem la'ir. Last one, ume'har la'midbar, dechsev tov sheves, ba'aretz beres midbar, ume'midbar also, v'yashav imkoma, dechsev eilech, Ashuva el Mikomi Vigomer. So the Shechina left little by little, trying to get us to do tshuva, but didn't work, and we still lost it. The Shulchan Kadosh says, She'eser masos elu, she'nasa Shechina, kodem achurban, these 10 masos, mivatos asara dargos, she'yardu b'nei Yisrael kishachatu kodem achurban. It's symbolic of the 10 levels that we lowered ourselves before Churban Habayis. The Kapores is on the Aron, that's symbolic of the Amudat Torah. So when we stopped being focused, right? Shelo berchu b'Torah tchila, whatever that, all the pshatim of the Gemara Nedarim mean. So it left. So it went to the Kruv. The Kruv is the symbol to Avoda. Kruv is the most Adam ki Yakriv. So it went to one Kruv. Then it went to the other, then it went to the Miftan Abayis. What's the Miftan Abayis? Symbol of Gemilas Chesed. The doorway where we do Chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went there. You still have Chesed? I'm still here. When we stop doing Chesed, right, when we start killing each other, so then it left the Miftan. Ukshenechzer Amuzin Nasa L'Chatzer. What's the Chatzer? The Chatzer Ho'azara. What's right next to the Chatzer? Azara, the Lushkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin, symbolizing Din, an appropriate Din. And then it stayed there. Ukshenechzer Amuzin, and then left and went to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach symbolizing to the Ketores, and he goes through each one. How it's Bakasha to the Midah of Emes, and Shalom, and Tefillah, all of the different Midos, the Shulchan Kadosh says. Until finally, it left totally. Okay.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, third to last line. Shisha chadashim nis'ak v'shchina li Yisrael v'midbar. It was for 6 months. 6 months it was in the midbar. Shema yachzru b'tshuva. Maybe we'll do tshuva. What 6 months are those? Says the Marsha. Nowhere do we have these 6 months recorded anywhere. But you know what I think it is? The 6 months from Asar B'Teves to Tisha B'Av. He says those are 6 months. That's what it was. When it started, when the siege began, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still in the vicinity, says the Marsha. He says, I'm not sure, doesn't say anywhere exactly this, but that's his suggestion. V'nir l'farish, d'miyom shesamach melech bavel al Yerushalayim, d'haynu, miyud b'teves, ad tes b'tamuz, shenifka ha'ir, k'me first parakama, heim vav chadashim, u'ba'osan vav chadashim, hirchika ashchina atzma me'ir ala midbar, v'nis'ak v'sham, shemiyachzu b'tshuva, u'kshalochazur bozan al chadashim, also, Ashkina v'yashem koma de bovayom batal gamatamid. As we know, the karmatamid left then was mavutal then. Those were the 6 months. Kivan shalom chazru. Once we did not do tshuva, amar tipach atzman. Let them be in agony. Shneamar ve'nei rishon techlena umanos avad minhem v'tikvasam mapach nafesh. Right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, and we had tzaras. Ukenegdan golta sanhedrin migamara. Now we get to the last line, and keneged those 10 leavings, we have a Mesorah that the Sanhedrin left and stopped in 10 places. Mi Lishkas HaGazis L'Chanus. First it went from Lishkas HaGazis to Chanus. What is to Chanus? Chanus is the name of a place. Says Rashi, last Rashi, see on the left side. Chanuyos Asu Lahem B'Harabayis. They made a little shacks for themselves on Harabayis. V'yashvu Sham Lomar. I mean, they didn't leave yet. Before they went to Yavne. They just went outside of the spot of the Lishkas HaGazis. Sham, Shalodono Dina Nefashis, because they didn't want to have to judge murder cases. Why? Because there were so many murder cases. They would just be killing everybody. Shalchazu Dina Fishi Roschim. And therefore, they left. Amazing. They didn't want to judge. They felt it was just too out of control. And therefore, they couldn't. Rashi points out that these Galios of the Sanhedrin were by Yesheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leaving based on these Psukim, or by Yisrisha. So it's Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, which fits into what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, if you remember. What is Bayis Sheni? That's with Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni was really a Hashlama of Bayis Rishon. But he wasn't a new Beis HaMikdash. All the differences we saw, the five things that were missing, and that's why they kept Bavel and Talmud Bavli and Aramaic, Talmud Yerushalmi and Aramaic, all of the thoughts of Rabbi Yaakov, third Rabbi Yaakov today, from Parshas Bo, right? So it was all a Hemshech. It was all a Hemshech, right? So they didn't want to continue doing capital crimes, and therefore they left. Umi Chanus li Yerushalayim, Umi Yerushalayim li Yavne, meaning they were still stayed in Yerushalayim maybe a little bit, and then to Yavne, once they got permission from Vespasian, Umi Yavne li Usha, Umi Usha li Yavne, they went back, when things got a little better, it seemed, they went, Usha was all the way up north. Yavne was, right, near, in Yavne, where Yavne is today, so they came back down south, they thought it would get better, but then they went back. Umi Yavne li Usha, they went back up north, Umi Usha li Shafra'am, Umi Shafra Amma Beit Sharim, U Beit Sharim Litzipori, Umi Tzipori Litveria. Uve Tveria Amuka Mikulan. Tveria was the deepest of them all. What is the deepest of them all? So you might say, well, it was in the valley. Right, it's right by the Kinneret. Remember we had the Gemara in Shabbos that says, I want to be from those who start Shabbos in Tveria. Because it gets dark there. It's in the, so, right, it's Amuka. Rashi says, deeper than that. No pun intended. Rashi says, Shvelim, Shvalim ayu az mikolam as osha galu. It was the lowliest of the galios. Right? It was very downtrodden. Shene amar, vishafalt, me eretz tedaveri. Right? That's what came down to Tveria. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, Sheish galuyos. Shene amar, there were 6, not 10. Ki heishach. Yoshvei Marom, Hashem brought down those who were sitting up high, Kiryan Niskava, the city that dwells up high, Yashpilena, Yashpila ad Aretz, Yagien ad Ofer. So 6 phrases of going down, so he holds there was 6. Amar Reb Yochanan, Umisham, Asidin Ligael. And from there, in the future, it would be a Gula will come, Shinemar, Hisnari, Meofer, Kumi, Shuvi, what does that mean on the surface? You might just say, from the depths, from the lowliness, that's where the gula is going to come down. Even though we're so low, we will be raised up again. But it could be, Umisham means Tveria. Asidin Ligoel. Doesn't say that explicitly, but that's how you might understand it, and that's how the Rambam understands it. That's how the Rambam understands it. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says in Perek Yudalid, says the Rambam, Yudalid Yabes, he quotes our Gemara, Betchila, Kshimna Mikdash Ebezna Gadol Yoshem Belishkas Agazis, Shai Zem Ezra Yisrael, Vahamakam Shai Yoshem Bo Chol, Shain Shiva Bazar Al Machlis Pesavid Bovad. So he sat there. Ukishen is Kalkala Hashura Galu Mimakom Lamakom, Ula Asara Mikomos Galu, Visofan Litferia, Umisham Lo Amad Bezna Gadol Ad Ata. There has not been another Bezna Gadol, and since then, the Kabbalahi. And there's a Misora, Shebetferia, Asidin, Lachzor, Tchila, Umisham, Ne'etokin, Lemigdash. Tchias HaMesim of the Sanhedrin is going to be there, or not Tchias HaMesim, they're going to get it ready over there, and then they're going to have the Sanhedrin parade from Tferia down south to the Beis HaMikdash. And this, as I mentioned in the past, is why the legend goes that the Rambam died in Egypt. How is he buried in Tferia? So they put him on a camel, and whatever, the camel stopped there. Lamaisa, our Mesorah is that the Rambam's buried in Tferia. And they say, this is why. He wants to be there. When the Sanhedrin comes back, he doesn't want to miss it. He wants to be there. Some of the greats of our generation, you know, they realize, even though with all their anava, they realize their self-worth. Like Moshe Feinstein, at the end of his life, when he needed to get dentures, he made them leave in a couple of teeth, because he didn't want to be a Balmum, Lagabi HaSanhedrin. He says, leave in a couple of teeth, or else I'll be a Balmum. So he said, they knew, Ramosha knew he was the Gadol Adar, even though he was Anav Mikal Adam. Once we're on the topic of Ramosha, and then we'll go to the Mishnah, we don't have time to go into it now, but there is a great tshuva Ramosha has in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simin Samaches, where Ramosha was asked by the American government, what is the Jewish view of the death penalty? Ramosha was asked by the American government. Ramosha says, Binyin Onesh Misa, Purim, he wrote this tshuva on Purim. Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981. On Purim, what else are we doing on Purim? We're writing Shuvis to Klal Yisrael. Ma'alas Kvod Sar HaMedina HaNechbad V'HaChaviv Aleinu Ma'od Yarech Hashem Yisvarach Yomav U'Shnosov U'Memshalto B'Tova B'Ne'imim. That's how he discussed Sar said. And then he goes through the whole Jewish view and how Lamaisa, he says, it's very hard to put somebody to death in Judaism. You gotta have Asra, and you gotta have a Kabbalah Asra, and then you have to have witnesses. So he says, theoretically, we believe in it. But Lamaisa, don't think that Judaism, you read the Torah, you think, most you must, you think that we're killing people all the time. He says, it's not true. That is not true. I assume he wrote this in English, or somebody translated it. So he says, they have to realize that's what Judaism believes, that it has to be some type of deterrent, but it didn't happen so often. Mikom makom, but he quotes, Judaism really doesn't have a problem with murderers, Baruch Hashem. Lo haya nimsa kimat v'chol adoros rotzchim b'yehudim v'bnei chomer ha'isser. U'mbnei ma'ash v'nishchantcho v'idei ha'torah v'idei onshi ha'torah lo havin chomer ha'isser. V'lo stam hayu misyara mi'ha'onesh kinyin shal kalda alam gvar. And he continues, and he says, bracha l'sar ha'medina, give a bracha to the president. Shinal ha'medina b'tzedek u'b'yosher, 1981. Right, it was the, right, Reagan. Reagan was president then. Okay, anyway. Leiter says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha va'od zos. He's going to be Yochanan Mezakai. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai also had another takana. Shafilu rosh bezdin b'chol makom shalo yu'edim hochin elu l'makom avad. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai had another takana that wherever the rosh bezdin is, let's say the rosh bezdin went on a field trip. Still, the Eidim don't have to schlep around to go find him, even though he's usually one to declare makudash. Just go to the bezdin. Eidim just go to the bezdin. Hahi, it said as one of Ladina Glakamida Meimar. Bin Ardoi, one time there was a woman who was summoned by a Meimar to Nahardoi. Azal Ameimar Lamachuza Velo Azla Basre. And then a Meimar left and the woman didn't come to him to a different place. Kasa Psichi Lave. So he wrote a letter of excommunication on her. Amalir Vashi La Meimar. Vahanan Tanana Filosh Bezdin Bechom Makam Shleyu Eidim Holchem El Makam Avad. I understand. She went to the bezdin where you usually are. So you moved? That's a reason to excommunicate her? So Amar Lei, Hani Mili Linya Eidus Achodesh. The only kula you have is for Eidus Achodesh. De'im Kein Nimseis Machshil and Lase Lavo. Because if you make it too hard for them, they're not going to come next time. Aval Hacha Eved Lovet Lish Malvet. But here the Lovet, the borrower, is always his Yadayim Al Hatachtona, and therefore he has to come wherever the Malvet says, and this is where the Malvet was, and therefore she's stuck. Tan Rabbanon, ain't Kohanim Rashon Alos Besandaleim Leduchin. Kohanim do not wear shoes when they go Duchin. Why? The Gemara says elsewhere, Gemara in Sota, that what happens if their sandal ripped and they have to bend down and tie their sandal while everybody is Duchining? People are going to think, oh, they're not really a Kohen. There's a Chashash of La'az, right? What if they Duchin all the time? It's only one time. So the Turi Evan says, maybe there's somebody visiting here, this is the only time he's going to see him Duchman in his life. Right, and then, so therefore, he has to make sure that even today, right, like Lahavdil, the Joe DiMaggio story, they say that Joe DiMaggio, he used to run out to the outfield with all the strength, even in the seventh inning of a game that was like 10 to nothing. Why do you run out? He says, it could be somebody seeing me for the first time. Could be somebody seeing me for the first time. Slamas the Turi Evan here. Could be that once, is the only time the person's being seen, and they're going to be a chash las. So, Vizu Echad Mitisha Takana Chizim Yochan Mezakai. Yochan Mezakai made 9 takanos altogether. Shistai, Pirka, 6 are in this parak. Fachadat Pirka Kama, 1 was earlier, but the Edom only go out for 2 months. The Edah, Titania, Gershon is Gari Bismanazet, Sarach Yafresh Rova Lakino. Originally, a ger that this guy here, Bizman Azeh, has to set aside money for his carbon gerus. Amar of Shimon Elazar, Kfar Nimna, Ale Rabbi Yochanan Ubitla, Bibnei Atakala. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai said, no way, you don't want hektish money sitting around, and therefore, even though a ger is chayv, a carbon, but you don't set aside the money. Right? The question the Mefarshim deal with is, why only a ger? There's a lot of people. What if I'm a Chal Shabbos, Beshogeg? I also own a carbon. Every woman who has a baby owns a set of carbonas. Only here, maybe because it has to do with something more important, becoming Jewish, not just a different chiyuv. The idach, and what is the last one? What's number 9? Plugta de Rav Papa, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Machlokes, Rav Papa Amar, Kerem Ravai, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar, Lashon Shel Zohoris. What are each of these? As follows. Rav Papa Amar, Kerem Ravai, what's the takana of Kerem Ravai? Fourth year fruit. It's not. Kerem Ravai Haya Olei Rishalayim Malach Yom Lechotzad. Even though there's a din de oraisa, that if the Kerem Ravai is too much to schlep, I could be poed to change it onto money and just bring up the money to Yerushalayim. But there was a takana that if you lived a one day's walk, that radius outside of Yerushalayim, you have to bring up the actual fruit. We want to make sure that the marketplaces of Yerushalayim have enough fruit. That was the takana. Vizu itzchuma a lot min ha Darom, Vakrabis Mina Safon, Lud Mina Mayrev, Vyarde Mina Mizrach. That was a 1 day journey, not the Eilat that we have today, obviously. More than a 1 day journey. Vyamar Ula Vitamer Abba Ula Amar Yochanan Matam. What was the reason for this takana? Kedela Akter Shuke Yerushalayim Bepeiros. In order to beautify the Shuke Yerushalayim, Vitanya Kamravai Hailo, Lureb Eliezer Bemizrach Lod, Bitsad Kfar Tevi, he had a Karam Ravai there, Ubike Sher Eliezer Lafkir Laniyim, and it was too much for him to schlep. So if he was going to be mafkir to the poor, Amrulo Talmido, Rebbe Kfar Nimnu Chavirachalevi Tiruhu. They already undid it. They already said, because this Churban Abayis, you don't have to bring it up anymore. That was the takana. Takana that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you do not have to bring up the fruit anymore. That's one. Last one, let's do this quickly. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Lashon Shel Zohoris. This was his takana. Not to put out the ribbon anymore on Yom Kippur. Titania. Barishona, how you koshin Lashon Shel Zohoris al Pesach Ulami Bachutz. They used to put part of the ribbon outside. Right, and the other half of it was on the Seal Azazel. Hilbin, if it became white, Hoyu Smechen, they were very happy. Lo Hilbin, Hoyu Atzevin, right, they were sad, we didn't get Kapara. His Kinesh Yikoshin was off as a Chulam Yibifim, they put it inside. Vadayin, Hoyu Matisin Veroin, but they still were able to see. Hilben ayu smechan lo hilben ayu atzevin. His kinu shi yikoshin oso chetzio besela v'chetzio bein karnav shal sir mishdalayach. They put half of it on the rock by the cliff and half of it on the seer, so nobody was there except the Ishiti. Right, nobody was there, so nobody would know, and they would just hope for the best. Period. These were the 9 takanos. Why did each one of this last one not hold of the other one? That will Bezer Matzah pick up with us tomorrow, where we have one of the biggest, largest daf in words in all of Shas on tomorrow's daf, and Hashem, we will try to do our best to fit it in. Okay, we'll stop here.